So let's continue Mitzvah Hashem with Tanit Ve'Eliyo. As we know that Mitzvah Shabbos is Zman of Eliyo Navi. He quotes the Pasuk, Yamim Yutzaru V'Lay Echabahem. In Tehillim, it says that Hashem created days, Yamim Yutzaru V'Lay Echabahem, and not one of them. That's the ksiv. V'loy is with an aleph, which means not one of them. But the kri on this pasuk is with a vav. So therefore the pasuk reads, Yomim Yitzaru, Hashem made many days, v'loy echad bahem, and there's one day which belongs to him. So says Eliyahu HaNavi, which is the day which belongs to the Ribbono Shel Olam? Zeh Yom HaShabbos L'Yisrael. Shabbos is Hashem's day. Ketzad. Adam Aysa Malacha Kol Shisha. A Jew works 6 days of the week, V'nach Bashvi, and he rests on the seventh day. This is a day Nisratza Imbanav Imbnei Beisai. This is a day that although the week is difficult and it brings up all types of midos ra'os perhaps, hakpados, frustrations, this is a day, says Eliyahu HaNavi, that when we come into Shabbos, we make peace and binisratza with everybody in the home. Shuv Adam Oysa Malacha. And then after Shabbos is over, he goes back and he does Malacha Bifnei Oyvav, in front of his enemies. The way that they touch it on the bottom here, in front of his enemies, means that he has Daigas HaParnasa. I don't know if I touch it that way exactly, but Bifnei Oyvav Kol Shisha Yomim V'Nach Bashri. And then he rests again on the seventh day. And what does Shabbos do for a Jew? Shekeach kol tzar shehayalei. Shabbos has a way of causing us to forget all the tzar which we had during the past week. That the experience of Shabbos should be so great, it should be like a mikvah. That when a Jew comes into Shabbos, it's not the pshat that he has to refrain himself from speaking about vach de gezachin, like weekday things on Shabbos. On Shabbos, it's like it didn't exist. Talking to me about something which happened during the week, I don't even know what week. I don't even know that there was a week. That's the type of an atmosphere that we want from Shabbos Kodesh. That when a Jew is in Shabbos, there's nothing else which is going on. Kach hi midaso shel Adam. Yoyim tayve meshakeach yoyim ra. A good day, says Eliyahu HaNavi, could forget the bad days. But on the other hand, unfortunately, yoyim ra meshakeach yoyim tayve. Human condition is that when we have bad days, we think that everything is sour, everything is no good. So Amar Lama Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Hashem says to Klal Yisrael, "Like a safti lachem etayrasi, did I not write in my Torah, lo yomosh sefer haTorah zemi picha, that the words of Torah should never leave your mouth? Afal pi shatam oisim malacha kol shisha yamim. Even though I understand that you have to make a parnasa 6 days of the week, Shabbos yasa kulay Torah. Shabbos is a day which should be completely Torah. That's the day of lo yomosh sefer haTorah zemi picha." Mikan Amru, so from here they said, says Eliyahu HaNavi, Yashkim Adam, that a Jew should wake up early. V'yishne b'Shabbos, and he should learn. V'yelech le'beis Knesset, then he should go daven. And then from there he should go after davening to the Beis Medrash. Which Baruch Hashem we do, in Ish Kodesh, we have the Kiddush, and we're learning afterwards. V'yikr b'Taira, and he should learn. V'yishne b'Nevim, and then do Nevim. V'achar kach yelech le'beis Yechol v'yishne, then he should go home and have Shabbos Suda. But he shouldn't go home to have Shabbos Suda just because a Jew davens on Shabbos. Doesn't mean that he's not learning before davening. That doesn't mean that he's not learning after davening. Even in the shul, we have Kedusha Slavi Shir before davening. He should be learning. It should be a day of Torah. The Zohar refers to Shabbos as Yom HaDaraisa, the day of Torah. L'kai Mashinem, then go home and to have Suda. As the Pasuk says, Leich Echo B'Simcha Lachmecho Shasei B'Lev Yitoyim Yenecha. Go, enjoy yourself, says the Kodesh Baruch Hu. But with the context of Torah, says Eliyahu HaNavi, that Hashem has no menucha. And menucha, of course, is Shabbos, is the day of menucha. He has no menucha other than with the osei Torah, those who keep the Torah and they delight in the Torah. As the pasuk says, "Veskol eli yadi asasa." I created everything, says Hashem. Ve'alze abit. But who do I look to? El ani unachayruach v'charid al dvarai. To those who are charid al dvarai, those people who they pay attention and they're conscious of Lima HaTorah. Mikan Amru, says Elionavi, from here they said, Sheyikra Adam, that a Jew should learn Torah. Shehei Tafis Beyado, and he should know Torah. So that when a Jew goes up to Shemaim after 120 years, they're going to say to him, Amod va'arach mishkan shagrit, everybody's here waiting to hear your vart. Everybody's here. The whole oilam is here for your drashas. The pulpit is yours today. But you shouldn't be embarrassed and not have anything to say. It's very interesting. V'kachu mefersh v'kabbalah yidei David Melech Yisrael Hashem Baiker tishma koli. When they come up to Shemaim, that's called Baiker, everybody's going to listen. Everybody's going to listen. You know, in Shemaim, they learn things. And then down here, we learn things. And the Torahs which were learned up there, they don't learn down here. And the Torahs we learn down here, they don't learn up there. Like, we're here, down here, learning, let's say, Shor Shanaka Chesapara, Hamevi Gemi Medina Sayam. We're learning sugyas, which are physical sugyas, because we live in the physical world. And a Shemaim Dika world, so they learn Shemaim Dika Inyanim. So what may be Soydis HaTorah for us down here is the Shemaim Dika Torahs. In Shemaim, you know what's called Soydis HaTorah? The Torah is down here. It's called Soydis Satar. But we take for granted as Pashit, they take that as Soydis Satar. So when we come up to Shemaim, they want to hear. We want to hear what type of Torahs you learn down there. Because we don't have Torahs like that up here. And they're waiting, they're chalashing to hear when we come up there. We want to share Torahs. We'll share Torahs with you, you shall Torahs with us. And Khalil, if a resident doesn't have anything to say. So, Oilo Isabusha, Oilo Isachlima. You know, Khalil of Achas. And a Jew should, of course, know that if he supports Torah, that not even if he supports, you know, just financially, but if a person is helps out Tamid Chachamim, he takes care of their needs, just beguf, not just b'mamayna, but any contact which we have with the Tamid Chacham in this world, Tamid Chacham in this world, will do us tremendous, tremendous taivas in the next world. We can't even fathom the taivas which we have from being Makashar Asof Tzad Tzadikah. Because even if a person was not such a lamdan, if it wasn't a person who was, he felt that he can learn so good and all the time, the fact that he's Makashar himself to Tamid Chacham, of course, if he supports Torah, as the Svarim HaKadoshim tell us that every dollar which goes towards Torah, and we do, we can pay for our children's tuitions and help out the shul and about the midrashim and so on and so forth. The greatest tzedakah possible is to be mefaris tamid chachamim, and when we do that, we mamish have to take a chilek in their Torah. Then when we come up to Shemaim, that we'll know exactly the Torahs which that Talmud Chacham knows. That's the koyach of tzaddik. That it's matzil mimavis. Mavis is also a busha that has the koyach to be matzil from all these things. To share one remez, L'Kavod Elyonavi, which I noticed today, Baruch Hashem, B'Siyat HaDishmai. We know that in this week's parasha, Parashas Vayechi, so this is a parasha of the brachos which Yaakov gives his children. And Yaakov is passing away. And he gives brachos to his children. So we know that Yaakov is the union of Shabbos, like we've said many times. Shabbos is called Nachalas Yaakov Avicha. And if Yaakov is passing away, that's called Shabbos is going away. It's Motzei Shabbos if Yaakov dies. And when Yaakov passes away, so he leaves over Yosef. And Yosef is the one who continues in his legacy. Like we know, I've explained many times, Yosef is the union of Tosefes Shabbos, which is Motzei Shabbos. And Yaakov gives the brachas primarily to Yosef and to family Menashe. And he says, B'cho Yivarach Yisrael, I want you to bench your children. And we give these brachas every Friday night, because Yaakov is Shabbos. And if these are Yaakov's brachas, these are Shabbos tikka brachas. So therefore, this parsha, which talks about the p'tira of Yaakov Avinu, is an inyan of Motzei Shabbos, and it's going away, which is why it's the last parsha in Sefer Bereishis. As if to say that Sefer Bereishis, which began with Shabbos, the very first Aliyah in Torah is Vayichul Hashemayim Tzvachot Tzva'am, that it began with Shabbos, so the Sefer also ends with Shabbos, which is the p'tira of Yaakov Avinu, which is the mensch of Shabbos Kodesh. And the whole inyan of giving brachas to children on Shabbos is an Elyon Avidika inyan. Of course, Eliyahu represents v'heishi leivavos albanim v'leivanim alavaisam. This is kashrus between father and child. This is the inyan of, and not just children, but also talmidim. This is an inyan of Eliyanavi. So that's why the brachas which Yaakov gives his children, there's a ha'or of Eliyahu there. That's an inyan of Eliyanavi. If Yaakov gives me brachas to his children, and that represents Motzei Shabbos, so that's what Shabbos is. V'heishi leivavos albanim v'leivanim alavaisam, which is why we have they're learning on Motzei Shabbos, fathers and sons come to learn together, because that's what Eliyanavi represents. That is kashrus of father and son and Rebbe and Talmidim. I'm not a Rebbe, but we have a whole Chevi here together, and we're sitting coming together. That's also Eliyanavi. So perhaps that's why there's a remez here in these brachos which Yaakov gives his children. If you take a look at the Rashi Tevos, He says to Ephraim and Menashe, Ki Reuven v'Shimon yihiyu li, u'mayladetecha asher hayladeta achareyam lecha yihiyu. Right in the thick of things here on these brachas, you take a look, v'Shimon, no, I'm sorry, not there, yihiyu li, yud is yihiyu, li is a lamed, u'mayladetecha is a vav, so that's yud lamed vav, asher is an aleph, hayladeta is a hey. Especially Tevah is Eliyahu. Because this is kashrus that Yaakov was making, especially with Yosef, which is Shabbos, and Yosef, which is Tosefes Shabbos, and the brachas to the children, there has to be Eliyahu Navi there. There has to be. There he is, right there. Eliyahu Navi signs his name. Here I am, Eliyahu Navi. This is my inyan. This chos of coming together with Malava Malka and sharing Torahs with Eliyahu Navi and Tzadikim Mishbezecha for Avach, which is Kuloi Shabbistic, and we should hope that in the coming Shabbos, Mr. Sham, like the Rebbe is teaching us, that it should be a day which is Kuloi Torah, from Chazak Asos Limin HaTorah. And it should be a day where everything during the week is forgotten. We should be able to just enjoy the dveikas and the kashrus of the Torahs and the tefillas and the chavai and Shabbos Kodesh and to be zecha to the Yom Shkulu Shabbos. Piyaskoyel Tzedek. Amen. And we say Ribben Olamim and then we'll bench. Ribben Olamim, Avarachamim, Asluzah.